We're now back after a great day's racing at Alfreton, promoted by Belpa. After the racing, I managed to catch up with the first and second place riders in the senior men. Let's hear what they had to say. So I'm here with Tom Stewart. Great win today, Tom. How did you feel the race went?
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I had absolutely no idea how I was going to go, to be honest. I asked a couple of people on the start line who was likely to win, and they pointed a couple of guys out, and then I just sat with those two for the first couple of laps. I wanted to watch what lines they took around corners, and then I just thought I'd give them a bit of a test to see what was happening up this little drag here, and I just sort of hit them after a couple of laps there, and I don't know, then I got a gap and that was it, really.
Yeah, you seemed to extend that gap as the race progressed. Do you have any hairy moments, or was it all well under control?
Yeah, it's a bit confusing. I didn't really know what the gap was, because when you look round and look for the other people, I can't tell if the people have just lapped or if the people that are on the same lap who were right behind me. So I rolled a tub at one point, and then when I changed that, I didn't know if I was still in the lead or not. So I was just going as hard as I could and seeing what was happening.
So hard as you can all the time. That's a race strategy. Yeah. So what about the rest of the season? Are we going to see you again?
Yeah, I'd like to come and do another race, but I won't be doing many, because when it gets really muddy, it doesn't. I'm not interested in having, you know, loads of bikes and wheels, and I just do them with one bike and on my own. And yep. So while the weather's good, I'll keep doing them. Yeah.
Well, it's great. Been really good to see you today, Tom, and all the best for others that I hope that we'll see you at over the next few weeks.
Perfect. Thanks. Yeah, I've really enjoyed it today. It's cracking event. Yeah.
Great. Cheers. Okay, I've managed to find Lee Shumburn, second today. How did the race go for you, Lee?
Really well, thanks. It's not very often I get a good start on a dry race, but I managed to today and managed to stick with the front group. And when it split, I was still at the front end of it. So, happy. Really pleased.
Yeah, that's great. I just spoke to Tom and he was saying that he wasn't sure who his main rivals were and how far behind you were. What do you think?
We were far enough behind. When he attacked us, we didn't even bother trying to go. It's just not worth it. You've got to stay within yourself, and if you try and go with somebody of that sort of speed, you're just going to blow yourself to pieces.
And it seemed, as a spectator, that sort of three quarters of the way through the race, you really nailed it and you opened a gap up yourself. So what? Take us through that.
I was sat behind Mark, who eventually finished third for a lap or so, and I could see I was slightly quicker in the corners. I was having to drag the brakes a bit, and I decided that Josh in fourth was getting a bit too close for comfort to the pair of us, so I thought I'd get past Mark and see if I could make a bit of a break stick through the corners in the woods and then back down through the hill, and it managed to and just held the gap.
So this year we've seen you have a cracking race in the mud, cracking race in the dry. Looking forwards, how confident are you?
You're only as good as your last race. Who knows? Let's see how it comes. The problem is four races on the bounce, is trying to hold form for those four races and then keep it going for the rest of the season is quite difficult. So there's got to be a compromise somewhere, I think, and I'll see when it occurs.
Great. Congratulations, Lee. Good to talk to you, and best luck next week.
Cheers.
I hope you enjoyed hearing from Tom and from Lee. Let us know what you think about these interviews, and see you next week at Shipley.